Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, courtesy of the John Chusicola Banker Hotline, is the aforementioned Trent Tucker as he joins us here on the show. Double T, I want to start with the NBA draft before we jump into free agency, because we got draft specials right now on ESPN. We got guys that are signing deals. We got trades that are being made. But going back to last week, the Timberwolves selected two 18-year-old bigs to bring into their organization, two foreign players. And I said it then, and I'll say it again. I love it. I love the fact that you are going after big men with potential, with some talent from what we've seen, that have massive upsides. Because I didn't like the talent in this draft, by and large. I thought that if you look beyond the lottery, it was going to get sketchy. For me, the guys that they have brought into the organization via the draft, I like it. What'd you think?
I like it as well, because I felt like, you know, going into this upcoming season, at some point in time, you were going to have to address two key positions, the center position and the point guard position. And it seems like that, you know, with their first-round draft pick, they were able to identify a guy who could become potentially a young version of a Rudy Gobert. And if you can find that for the next, what, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, that's going to be a huge plus for you, because we see now that you need someone who can play defense, rebound the basketball, but also protect the basket. And if you can find that through the draft, a guy who's athletic and catch the ball and finish around the hoop, that's a major plus with you for the team. So I'm with you on the draft pick.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, when you look at the highlights and you look at the way that these kids are young. They're 18 years old, both of them, right? And they're both true bigs. I just love their athleticism. They're not slow plotting guys. I think that, and they've shown, the Timberwolves were always an organization going way, way back in the day. They were never truly good at developing young players. Well, they've been able to develop young players for the last 7 or 8 years. So I have a lot of faith that these two guys, both of them, eventually could maybe pan out and turn into something.
Well, you know, you're not going to ask them to be a major part of your offense in terms of throwing them the ball where they have to go and create their own offense. You know, the Wolves, I believe, they were addressing a situation of need, because they knew at some point in time that Gobert is going to either have to go to the bench and become a role player, or he's going to retire and leave basketball. So now once one of those two things happen, do we have someone now that can step in and replace him? And I like the direction they went in on draft night.
All right, we got some breaking news. Shams is reporting that Nickeil Alexander-Walker has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Hawks for $62 million, a massive contract for Nickeil Alexander-Walker. This is the first time he's gotten big money. Your thoughts on Nickeil, who was outstanding for the Wolves for the last 3 years? He was really, really good. He was a throw-in in the Mike Conley trade. He's no longer with the Wolves. We knew that this day was coming, and I'm happy for the young man. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, great for him. I mean, he worked hard to put himself in this situation, you know, to get a big payday. If you're the Wolves, you know, you knew that you couldn't sign everybody, and you might lose a key guy who helped you get to the Western Conference Finals for the last 2 years. But overall, you know, it's a great situation for him to be in. He earned it. He played well when he had the opportunity to do it. And now he's going to take his talents, like LeBron James said, to South Beach. He's going to take his talents down to Atlanta.
To the ATL. We'll see you in the ATL, Nickeil. You know, I'm an ATL cap myself, being a Morehouse grad. We're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. So that is the breaking news. Nickeil Alexander-Walker to the Atlanta Hawks, 4 years, $62 million. He was a key piece coming in off the bench for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now we've got to kind of continue to build that bench presence, which is going to be interesting. Let's go first with Naz Reid. Naz Reid re-signed. He's said for the longest time he loves Minnesota. This is where his heart is. This is where he wants to be. 5 years, $125 million. I like Naz Reid, but I will also acknowledge, and I'm happy to have him back, I will also acknowledge we overpaid to keep him.
Well, I mean, if they believe that he can be, if he's going to be the future power forward for you, now you got him locked up for 5 years at what they may perceive to be a reasonable price. So they didn't have to overstretch. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Julius Randle. You know, he signed a 3-year, $100 million deal. I think the Wolves are not done making deals, and he could be part of a conversation if they want to go in a certain direction to see if they can bring in a big-time point guard.
But you're talking about for potentially after this year? Or are you talking go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's – I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that there are some conversations that's going to be taking place between now and the start of the regular season, you know, to see if anybody is willing to listen or if anybody has any interest. Because the Wolves know that they need to address that point guard position. And I just don't know if Rob Dillingham is a pure point guard. Now, I think he can bring some value to the team and coming off the bench. But somebody that, you know, can come in and run a championship team and play 38 minutes a night and do all and take care of all the responsibilities that a starting point guard needs to take care of, I just don't think that's in his game. So I believe that the Wolves will be looking. They will be listening to see if someone is willing to give them a top-flight point guard.
Yeah, I don't think – I think that, though, because they changed some things with the CBA, I think that technically Julius Randle has to remain a Timberwolf starting this season. They wouldn't be able to move him until approaching, I think, like the NBA trade deadline. So I think
okay,
that – go ahead.
But if that's the case, yeah, but that's the case, you know, I think they're going to have some, maybe they're going to have some early conversations. If that's the case, mm-hmm. You know, I think the Wolves are still in the market.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For shopping for a big-time point guard. They know that they need one. You know, you get to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row, and you look at, okay, where's the most glaring position now that we need to upgrade? We need to get a point guard. Now, and based on what you're just saying, you know, if they can't do it up until the trade deadline.
Oh, you know what? All right, so I got clarity on this. They can be eligible to be traded for 3 months after the signing or up until December the 15th, whichever comes later.
Okay.
So that's the clarification.
Okay.
So you're right on this. I mean, they could have these conversations and try to move, and which I wouldn't mind that. Now, do I think they're going to do that? No, I don't think they're going to do that. But I'll say this. If we're talking about point guards, I think De'Aaron Fox is a damn good one, and there's no room for him anymore in San Antonio.
So he's a free agent after this year. I think he's on last year of his deal, right?
I don't think that he is a free agent after this year, but I'll look that up. But do you like him?
Oh, if I could swing a deal for Julius Randle, for De'Aaron Fox. I mean, it's not, you're not saying that Julius Randle can't play. You're just saying that this is a major need for our team. And if we have an asset that we have to give up to
get No, you're right. His deal is up at the end of this year. It is. This is his final year at $37 million. He's an unrestricted free agent for next year. So you're 100% correct.
Okay, so Julius is going to make, what, 30, 31, 32, 33 million, whatever?
33, yep.
The numbers are close, right?
Yep.
And however that works now with the CBA and all that kind of stuff going on. But if you compare him alongside Anthony Edwards, I'm assuming he would be willing to sign an extension, maybe 3 or 4 more years down the road to play with this team. And if you could swing a deal of that nature, that would be the move, and that would be the right direction to go in.
Hey, Double T, now, let's be honest, man. It's me and you talking. Ain't nobody listening but just, you know, the entire world. You and I both know this. De'Aaron Fox for Julius Randle, that would be – that's highway robbery. The Timberwolves would be robbing the San Antonio Spurs.
Right. But like you just said, you brought it out plain and clear, is that there's no room for him going forward.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose a talent of that nature and get nothing in return, so why wouldn't you make a trade to see if you can get a player that can help you at a key position? Wimby plays outside. Julius Randle now can be that power forward that you need. And all of a sudden now you got another power forward that can do some playmaking here or there. He's a veteran. He's going to help stabilize the locker room. He's still a very, very good basketball player. So San Antonio saying that, okay, even though we're going to lose a guy that we like, we have to make sure that we get something in return. And I would just have to believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves might be having some conversations with the San Antonio Spurs over the next few months.
All right, we're talking to Trent Tucker here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, with all the movement and re-signing guys, of course you're gonna lose guys, right? Like you got young guys, yeah. You just drafted all that. Two guys no longer with the Wolves. They did not pick up their options. Josh Minot and Luka Garza. I'm not surprised about the Minot move. Garza, though, I actually like Luka Garza. I like when he come in off the bench. But I get it. Like you can't keep everybody. What do you make of both of those guys no longer being with the organization?
Well, for Garza, they were telling him that, you know, we're not saying that you're not a good player, but what we need at that center position going forward, you don't fit the billing. You know, you're not a rim protector. You're not a big defensive guy. You're not a strong rebounder. We need somebody who can be a poor man version of Rudy Gobert. And you don't fit that description. So now we believe that by going through the draft, we have found and identified two players who could play that position after Rudy Gobert moves over for the next 5 to 6, 7 years and keep this team in this championship window.
And the two young guys, you probably think like I think, those guys need to learn right here, right? Like I'm not stashing those guys overseas. I'm trying to have them learn over here in the States.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. The 17th pick, he's going to be here in America. He's on the team.
Yep.
If it's me, now I know they might have some different opinions on how they want to use him, but if it's me, he's here every day working with Rudy Gobert and learning the nuances of what it takes to play center in the NBA.
Yeah. All right. Well, Double T, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, man. I look at this Wolves team. I am optimistic. I'm a season ticket holder. I enjoy watching the team. I'm not sure that I can sit here and say definitively that they're a better team going into next year. I think it has to really, for them to get better, they need those young guys to take those steps forward. They need Rob Dillingham to be a player next year. They need him to actually be good. They need guys that are on the bench to step forward. One thing I don't get, let me run this by you real quick. They re-signed Joe Ingles for $3.6 million. I'm not hating on Joe Ingles. He's a great story. You know, it's a feel-good story about his child with the autism and all that stuff, and they say he's a really good guy and a great human being. I get all him being a great human being. I'm sorry, that ain't enough, though, for me to re-sign him at $3.6 million. I don't get that.
Well, Well, he's not going to play. You know, he could be your 14 to 15 guy.
I get it.
14 to 15 guy. He's a good locker room guy. But
yeah,
you know what? You get De'Aaron Fox, and then you and I having a different conversation.
I hear you. I hear you, Double D. I hear you, man. All right, my man. Well, I will talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thanks, Lake.
All right, take care. That's Double T, Trent Tucker, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.